Ladies and gentlemen, sitting right here in front of me, enjoying some bottled water. Aquafina is the brand they prefer. The name of the band, The Lost Trailers. Tell me about the hat. I got to know about the hat. Tech, is that Texas Tech?
That is Texas Tech,
Are you a Texas Tech guy?
I am. You know, I didn't go to Tech. I went to school right outside of Tech, and I moved to Texas, and I became a big fan.
What is right outside of Lubbock, Texas?
Level Land.
Level Land.
Have you ever heard of Level Land?
Yes, I have.
Because you're saying, oh, just right outside of Lubbock. There's really nothing right out there. Clovis.
Clovis is not too far. You got that right. Yeah, that's my stomping grounds, man. I loved it.
We're glad to have you guys on. Lost Trailers.
Man.
What? There's a trailer that's lost.
Oh,
what happened? Stokes, tell me what's going on.
I got to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for the Eagle being one of the first stations in America to start playing underdog, and we have great news. We just debuted on the country charts today.
Okay.
Came in at 49, and we're rocking, baby.
Now, who breaks that news to you? Who calls you with that?
The radio guys.
So the radio guys say...
Oh, yeah, they let us know. And so we're super happy about that. I want to send a shout-out to all my Mormon Lost Trailers out there because I'm serious, because when the Nielsens first came to America, a big contingency went out to Salt Lake City. And so there's a contingency of Nielsens in Salt Lake City, and I want to say hello to all my peeps out there.
Well, there's plenty of Nielsens in Utah, no doubt about it.
There you go.
Well, so tell me what's going on, Stokes. I met you guys a few years ago
right.
At a Kenny Chesney.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
In Detroit at the Ford Field?
Yes, it was at the Chesney Show. That's when we were just starting, and you know, we had Holler Back, which is a big hit for
right.
us. How About You Don't, which was another big hit for us. And then we were out on tour with Tim McGraw and Lady A last
mm-hmm.
year, and the wheels started to fall off the trailer, if you
okay.
if you want to.
So you don't have to get into too much detail, but
yeah.
I prefer it.
Yeah.
What happened?
There were some transitions. There were some guys that wanted to do their own solo records, you know, and I'll be honest with you, that was a time in my life where I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to react to it, and at one point, I even kind of gave up because it shell-shocked me, you know.
So you were surprised to hear that.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I mean, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how I was going to support my family. I didn't know what the next step was. And I kind of freaked out and ended up taking a long drive down to Atlanta, Georgia. And I actually asked for my old job back in Atlanta and turned my back on all my dreams and hopes and being part of country music. And luckily, my old boss kind of kicked me in the butt and said, hey, man, you got to fight for your place in country music. Nobody's going to give it to you,
right.
you know, and life is tough, and you got to go fight for it. And I got my wife's minivan on the way back up to Nashville, pulled over the side of the road, and I said, God, you got to take over because I can't do it by myself. And listen, I'm not a holy roller, but I know where my bread is buttered, and there's a greater being, and I know without a shadow of a doubt now, after what's happened in the past couple months, that God's a part of this journey of what we're doing with Underdog.
Okay, so before you had your other partners, they said, I'm going to go do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
I mean, people,
oh, yeah.
you know, people do that, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it just threw you for a loop.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. But I think in this industry, at the end of the day, you have to have, number one, a pure belief in what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And with Underdog, we know, I mean, because we basically wrote an album about the ups and downs
right.
of being in this industry. And well, a lot of people in 2011 have been on their own ups and downs, you know, and when they hear Underdog,
they can relate.
They relate Absolutely. To it. And that's been the hugest thing for Jason and I is we've been able to share our life story and people, and it's helping people.
Now, how long you know this gentleman here? His name is Jason with the red hat on.
We started working together earlier this year, and I'll tell you, it's been one of my great joys in life.
Did you meet here in town?
Yeah.
We sure did.
So you've been here in town kicking around, doing your thing?
Been here about 3 years, and then we got together on a co-write together, writing a song, and it was really neat because we sat down and you know, not really, I've never met before, wrote a song together and looked at each other and went, man, there's something going on here. Let's walk down this path.
So it was an opportunity for both of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I appreciate it, you know, because this town is not easy. And so
to meet
someone like Stokes, you know, and to be able to collaborate has been just fun. It's been great.
It's a great partnership because we complement each other on you know, our strengths and weaknesses. And more than anything, we have a shared common view on the greatness of country music
yeah.
and the absolutely... gratitude that we both have to be here, just to like be able to here be with you right now on radio with you is like a big deal for
us. Very cool. Lost Trailer's name up. We got Jason right there. We got Stokes. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
We're glad
you're
playing your single too, man.
Oh,
have
man.
Fun. What are you doing week? Just goofing around. What are you
waiting
doing?
Waiting on a baby.
Who?
Waiting on a baby. Me. Yeah, I got a fourth one coming. So we decided we're gonna stick around town a little bit.
Boy, girl, both. Which
it's
one?
It's a girl.
Girl.
It's a girl. Yeah.
Young lady. Well, congratulations, man.
Thanks.
Nice
to
meet you guys.
All right.
Well, good to see you again. Nice
to
meet you, Jason.
Great to meet you.
All right, thank you.